Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. We're here with our co-host, Mr. Scott Ridgway. How are you, Scott?
Great. Good morning, you guys. How's things going?
You know, things are going really well. Earlier this week, I had a guy approach me, gave me a call, and he said, "Hey, I heard your show on pools. I've got a pool. I think I'm ready to sell my house. If we need to sell it now, let's go ahead and sell it." So we love that feedback.
It's a good time of year.
From listeners. So
isn't it nice that it's warming up finally? Can I just throw that out there?
Oh, my gosh. It's so nice.
It is now summer.
I love it.
People were actually able to use those pools last weekend for the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
And just definitely a great time around for sure. So
yep.
Hope everybody had a great weekend last weekend. I know we had a great time with family and barbecue. And
oh, yes.
Very good time.
Very
sure.
good. Very good weekend. Well, so how is the housing market is not just heating up now. It's been hot for quite a while. And so having people with pools, like we talked about on a previous show, you're kind of the guy to get those sold quickly.
Well, it really helps out this time of year. There's a lot of people out there looking for that specifically. They show well. It kind of adds to the landscaping package and makes things really look nice this time of year. And you're right. It has been busy. I mean, a lot of people were off on the 4th, but that means a lot of people were looking at houses. We put we sold that weekend, I think, 3 houses under contract just
wow.
over that
That's
last,
fantastic.
Last weekend. So it's busy, and people are out looking. People are relocating to our area. So there is a ton of stuff happening in the market right now. So it's really a great, busy time for us, and we are just going gangbusters getting it done.
So let me ask you this. What's the number one question that you're getting from homeowners or people that are looking for homes right now?
Well, the number one question I'm getting, it really comes twofold.
Mm-hmm.
Number one is people are always concerned about what are the best things we can do to make our house look better.
Saleable.
Well, yeah, where do we invest our money? And then the number two question that I get a lot really is when I'm directing people to you,
mm-hmm.
and that's what are the interest rates doing right now?
Exactly, and they are staying so low. I mean, we talk about ridiculously low, and they actually kind of bubbled up a little bit last week.
Right.
And by Friday, we actually had some of the higher rates that we've seen in a little while. And now with all the economic news that's out there, and we'll talk about that a little bit later, interest rates are coming back down, and the bond is back above what we call the 200-day moving average, which is super solid for it settling back into mid-4s. And again, it depends on a lot of factors, credit, debt-to-income ratios,
right.
those types of things. But we have got fantastic interest rates for people to be getting into homes with.
But those are the biggest questions. And then the third question that everybody wants to know that I can speculate on but can't always answer is,
right.
where do you think the market's going to be in the next 6 months?
And yeah.
I mean, that
and you get
that,
out your crystal ball.
I get that question. That is probably number 3. So those are kind of the top 3 questions that people are concerned about. We try to address those with a number of factors and
right.
variables, and we look at the best possible data that we have of where the market is now. But with the weather, it's heated up. I mean, things have really been shaking and moving right now. So,
well, in that national news that came out a couple weeks back about Tri-Cities and these counties being number 2 in the country, that can't hurt.
It doesn't hurt at all. We start to get people looking at that. We start to get people thinking, you know, maybe that, you know, a lot of people are going there. It's not such a bad deal. I should check it out. Over the weekend, I mean, it was crazy. Just as an example, we were, you know, laying out there on the Pasco side. We went to the park to watch the fireworks
mm-hmm.
in the grass, and kids started playing with somebody next to us and, you know, struck up a conversation. And where are you from? And the guy's like, oh, I actually moved here from Utah and went to work at McCurley's. And you know, just he said, I drive over that blue bridge every day
mm-hmm.
on the way to work at McCurley. And he said, I can't believe this is where I live, how beautiful it is, you know, the time of year. And
mm-hmm.
so just it's that type of folks moving over here, transferring over, and really enjoying what we all know is so great about our area.
You know, and even a lot of people that come over to visit and they realize, oh, my gosh, I had no idea. The sun is it's so warm over here. There's so many things to do. Culturally, there's now a lot to do. And you've got this huge body of water to play on. And I think that really initiates a lot of people thinking about making a move or retiring out here.
Yeah, it was phenomenal. So
that's great.
So definitely taking advantage of that, helping those folks get to our area, helping them know where they need to buy and what they need to buy. And but before we totally jump into our topic to answer some of those questions about what people are asking,
right?
Number one, we've got our token celebrity property that we can't miss out each week. And this week,
I love it. Who's in the news?
Who's in the news? Well, I tell you what, he's been downsizing his career. And that's Regis Philbin. You know, he's taken some time off, and he started to downsize a little bit. So he's going to also downsize his properties at the same time.
That's your final answer?
That's my final answer.
Final answer.
Apparently,
I love that.
Two homes in Greenwich, Connecticut is too much. You know, who needs two there? Why not just downsize to one?
Sure.
Makes sense. So he's put on the market a 6-acre French colonial style home. And it hit the market in May for $4.2 million.
But in May.
But he hasn't had any bites yet. So recently, the reason I wanted to bring it up, Scott, just in case, I know you'd been waiting for this.
Right.
He did lower the price to $3.8 million. So he did that price drop, and I know now you're getting close to ready to purchase that. So which is crazy about this, though, when you look back, this property was first listed in 2008 for $6 million. Price reduced down to 3.8. No luck finding a buyer yet, but working on that to get it sold.
You know, poor Regis. That sounds like the economy's hitting him too.
The economy is hitting him too. So that's our Hollywood news. But you know, we have some local news. When we start to see things happen and areas moving, we always try to report that. Tons of stuff going on right now as far as dirt moving out on the Dallas Kennedy Road intersection area out there. So you got a couple things happening up there. There's a new subdivision getting put in called Indian Hills. That's going to be potentially another 200 homes out there. Mm-hmm. You've got TMT building new mini storages on that corner of Arena and Kennedy behind the mall there. Right across the street, it makes sense. We talked a couple months ago about those new apartments going out there.
Yeah.
So you put up the apartments, then you put up the mini storages. Mm-hmm. Now there's a brand new coffee shop out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so things are really kind of starting to take off out there. And then on the other corner of that four corners, they've now leveled the ground for additional RV storage and parking out there.
See, that's perfect. You know, have you heard of these garages that people can own, these deeded garages things where you can have your man cave off-site?
Like on Edison.
Garage Town. See, now we're talking.
Exactly. So really a lot of dirt moving and a lot of growth happening out there right now. So those are just a couple of the little things there that happen. So there's some land use actions pending out there to make all of that fit.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really looking good. And so kind of as a focus this week, those are a couple of the items in the news in that West Richland, South Richland area right now.
And you do watch for permits, because as the permits go up, that kind of precedes a lot of this subdivision activity.
That's exactly right. I mean, we kind of keep an eye on those permits, what's happening, what zoning are people trying to change, and it really gives you a good feel for what exactly is happening in the area.
Well, tell you what, Tri-Cities is on the grow big time. And when we were looking at those national numbers, what were the predictions over the next 5 years?
Over 80,000 moving in over the next 9 years.
Over 9 years,
yeah.
80,000 more people.
80,000 was the population projection increase.
Wow. Well, put your seatbelt on. Here we go.
Put your seatbelt on. Here we go. One other thing to note for the listeners out there, our business professionals that note out there, Scott and I are both member of what's called the BNI Network meeting. We wanted to extend that invitation to people in a professional category that might look for a way to expand their business.
Mm-hmm.
We meet Thursdays at the Red Lion at 11:30. We only allow one profession per category.
Right.
Groups at about 40 right now, and we're on the grow to about 50. And it's a great way to meet 40 other business people in the community and get a feel for what they're doing. So if that's something that interests you, shoot us an email. Go to kenmoreteam.com. Shoot us an email. Ask if the category's full. Even if it is, if you're not a member of one of those groups, you could come as our guest and just kind of get a feel for how things work and how it goes. So we just wanted to extend that invitation to the listeners that might be looking to expand their business that way through networking.
Absolutely. And one thing that they also need to know is that categories are renewed every year. So if there's a category that somebody fits into and there's somebody that's maybe moving on or moving out, then those are categories that can come available as well. So we want to make sure that anybody that's interested in networking or getting their business more exposure to definitely get a hold of us.
Awesome. You can call my cell phone, 727-8977, or go to kenmoreteam.com and shoot us an email, and we'd love to have you for that next week. So, Scott, I know there's a ton of things happening in the lending. Let's do two things. Before we go into a break, let's talk on a larger level. I know there was a bunch of stuff happening this week in the news. I know you track that. What is going on in your world of lending that we should be keeping an eye on and thinking about?
Well, you know, we always watch the bond market and we always watch the stock market because those are the things that move interest rates for the most part. We watched China made another rate hike for the third time this year. So when it hikes its lending and deposit rates, that's going to move markets. That's going to have people moving money out of bonds or in, and into cash, or out of cash and into stocks. So we keep a really tight watch on that. And as different countries are raising their interest rates, then what they're doing typically is hedging against inflation. But what can happen is if you raise those too much too quickly on the hedge that inflation's coming, it can actually slow an economy down drastically if it's the wrong timing. So that's the juggle that all these super smart people, these economists that we listen to every once in a while, are doing. So what we're seeing here recently is we saw the stock market, our stock market, run up, and that caused a little bit of a softening in the bonds.
Right.
But as some of this international news kind of creeps into our equation, what we see is the bond market may be having overseas investors buying into our bond market. That pushes the price up on bonds and interest rates back down. So like I was talking about earlier, we had rates a little bit higher last week, and this week we're seeing those relax a little bit and come back down. So if people are into a contract and they're floating their interest rate, or if people are thinking about refinancing, right now is a fantastic time to give me a call, 737-6004. We can give you a quote on what it might look like to structure a loan for you right now. And that's really what we do to make sure that the people we're working with are ready for you to be driving them around and showing them homes.
Well, that's awesome. That is, I mean, that is great that you're following that. I know there's a lot of people excited about the rates still being low during the summer market.
Right.
I mean, that's really helping drive our market. There was a lot of fear earlier in the year that the rates were going to be higher already.
Exactly.
And so that's really, really helping the summer market and driving a lot of the purchases right now. So appreciate you staying on top of that.
Absolutely. And, you know, the education that we do with, you know, continuing education every year that we need to do for our MLO license, which I like to throw that out there because not everybody is a licensed loan originator. An MLO is a mortgage loan originator. My number is 50685. Anybody that you're working with, just ask them, are you a licensed loan originator nationally and statewide, which everybody at Cobalt Mortgage is. And that just lets you know that you're working with professionals that take this seriously, that are staying on top of absolutely everything so that they can put together the best overall program for your mortgage.
All right, that sounds great, Scott. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the specifics of that mortgage application. We're going to have the pick three, and there's some amazing property this week.
I'm
unbelievable the type of inventory that we're able to put online this week.
I just want to know if any of our listeners called you and said, hey, can you get my house into your pick three next show?
You know, we have had a lot of people mention that.
I'm telling you,
they sell.
Get a hold of Lance.
This is going to be fabulous after the break.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been talking with Scott Ridgway here about some major things that have been happening in the lending markets nationally, globally, that, you know, end up affecting rates. We've talked a little bit about properties, getting ready, where the market is right now, the type of activity we're seeing in the market. But as you mentioned in the first, is what are some of the big questions that we get from folks?
Exactly.
And one of the biggest ones that we get all the time comes down to, how can I make the house feel bigger? What should I do? Should I leave these windows open? Should I leave these shades closed? What should we do? How can we make the house look as big as possible?
Well, we need to have Jason from Sparkling Clean Windows go do the windows. Oh, my gosh.
That is true. We do get that.
Once those windows
are
clean, it sure feels a lot bigger.
It feels a ton bigger. So, number one that we run into all the time with folks is just simple. It comes down to paint. painting a room is a very affordable way to make a room feel different, especially size-wise. And it's one of the easiest ways to fake a big room. What you can do is, rather than painting like in dark tones in your dark reds or your dark chocolates, you need to keep the walls light in whites and light yellows. Those make rooms look bigger. And then you need to keep the ceiling and the walls the same color. Because, once again, we run into all this crazy stuff that you see on HGTV and, you know, leopard walls.
Sorry, I'm just chuckling from something that I heard about how people dress. So that's kind of cracking me up right now.
Oh boy, we're not going to go. We're not going to.
So we're talking about rooms.
We're talking about rooms. Yes. So
love it.
Definitely try to keep it monochromatic if you can, and then that way, same color, it makes the whole room. It just kind of flows into the ceiling and makes that room feel bigger. So that's one of the biggest things. One of the next biggest things is, oh my gosh, furniture. It's just sometimes it's too much. There's too many items in a space. So if you have a small space that you're working with, sometimes even it's kind of counterintuitive, but sometimes you think, oh, I should get smaller furnitures and a couple chairs and a couch. But really, what you can do sometimes is just choose one larger piece of furniture, maybe one larger sofa that becomes the focal point of the room, and then don't add too much else to it.
So it's not cluttered.
That's exactly right. So, I mean, if you're dealing with that, for instance, and that kind of carries into a kitchen or a dining room too. If you're dealing with a dining room, you don't want to have a table in there that has all the leaves in it and is seating for 8 people. If it has the leaves or the fold-down sides,
right,
pare it down to a nice setting for 4 or 6, makes the whole dining room look bigger. And then you're kind of adding, I mean, that's cheap square footage, because in the mind of the buyer, that's additional square footage. And they will remember how big those rooms look.
And a nice vase in the middle with some fresh flowers or something. I mean, we're talking staging here, right?
That's exactly right. A lot of it is staging. The next trick that you see a lot of stagers use, and to make a room look bigger, is adding a tasteful mirror. I mean, this is kind of the
classic. Oh, because it gives you that reflective depth.
It reflects the depth.
Yeah.
It reflects the light. And so one large mirror, kind of as the focal point on the largest wall or above a fireplace, can really make a room look bigger. So that's huge, you know. I mean, huge. Now there is some limitations to that.
But don't do mirrors back to back, like one wall and another wall, to get that kind of multiple rooms going in two directions look.
And don't do the mirrored closet doors anymore. Those are gone.
No.
So we want to kind of balance, you know, like a tasteful piece versus something that makes a place look dated.
And if somebody has some questions or needs some help with some of these specifics, they can definitely give you a call and you can help them in the right direction.
Oh, we do this all the time. You know, when we're out on appointments, we stop by somebody's house and, okay, here's X, Y, Z that you need to do. Let's go ahead and knock that out. This is going to be the best use of your money.
And what do they have to pay you for that service?
Zero.
Because that's something a lot of people are pretty concerned about, is I'm going to have to spend a lot of money getting my house ready, and that's just so untrue.
No, we're putting time, you know, these tips are designed for a small budget. These are things that you can do without spending a lot of money. And we put that time in ahead of time with our listings. A lot of times it's a month or two out before somebody's listing. We're going by the homes, we're giving these suggestions, and the folks giving them kind of a checklist to go through and get ready. And then we're talking to those folks again in 2-3 weeks and then getting the house listed.
Nice. So, folks, don't be bashful. Call Lance. Ask him every question. There's not a bad question in real estate. Ask the questions. Get the answers you need so that you can get your house listed right now in a hot market.
In a hot market. Two more tips on this rooms. Two more things. Like we mentioned with the windows that you mentioned right off the bat. Let there be light. Dark rooms look smaller. They do. If you have windows, open them up. Don't have your window treatments blocking the lighter view. I go into a lot of houses with people, and they say, oh, but it gets really hot in the afternoon. And so we have these shades closed so it's not so hot in here. Look, This is not energy savings time. This is sell your house time.
Crank up your air conditioning and open those blinds.
And open those windows. Folks like to take advantage of those views in different times of the year, in the spring, in the fall. They like to see what it's going to be like when those windows are open.
So right.
It seems like, you know, there's difference from living in the house and selling the house. And so getting as much light in as possible, brightening up, opening the shades makes a huge, huge difference. And then we've talked about it a million times, but we still go into houses every week where I see this. And that's just clear out the knickknacks in the books. I mean, choose your extra decorations, like you said, sparingly, a vase with some flowers in it. You know, very simple. If you have a collection or something on display, try to arrange it by color. You know, we don't want a lot of, you know, crazy, a million different colors, you know.
That's a good point.
Display. And people have stuff like that. We mm-hmm. run into things all the time. People have their Coca-Cola collections or their doll collections or quilt mm-hmm. collections. And,
yeah.
and those are very specific to individuals. And we try to clear that out, start with a blank slate so that the new owner can paint that up.
Well, so that they can picture themselves living in that house, not you living in that house.
100%. So those are kind of our tips, because that was a question I had been getting a lot over the last couple of weeks, Scott, was just how to make small spaces appear bigger. And
sure.
so I just wanted to address that so folks could start working on that, use those tips to make their rooms look bigger. Now,
another area is that outdoor space, too, though.
Well, the outdoor space, you know what we should do?
Clean it up, brush it up, freshen it up.
It's time to definitely get Brent back in here to talk about
that. There
you
go.
I know he was planning on coming next week, and mm-hmm. he could chat with you about that.
Yep.
But, yeah, working on the outdoor spaces, because people are out right now. I mean, I finished up an appointment late last night. I was driving by my brother-in-law's house, and I said, oh, gosh, I should call him. What did we do? You know, he grabbed a couple drinks. We went out to his back patio that mm-hmm. he had just finished.
Mm-hmm.
It was 83 degrees last night, you know, 8:30 to 9:30, and you should have seen the streets just full of people walking and with the dogs and stuff. And
mm-hmm.
So you're right, that outdoor
grab
space
a soda, get to know your neighbors a little bit.
People
yeah,
are where people are spending their time. So that's a great tip.
Nice.
Now it comes down to properties and then getting the money to get those properties. When
mm-hmm.
people come to you, Scott,
right.
what are they usually missing? What are they not expecting to have? And how can they make that transition better? Because I know you
yeah.
run into the issues a lot of times right now with people like bank statements. Some people get e-statements, don't get their whole statements.
Right.
Maybe address that a little bit, because I've heard you say that more than once the last couple months.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people, I think, now are expecting that lending guidelines are the same as they were 4 years ago, and they just aren't. It's just a lot tighter. What you need to have when you're collecting your documentation is a very crystal clear list, and then you need to follow that list. If we ask for your most recent bank statement, we need all the pages, because what the underwriters are trained to do is say, well, what's on page 4 that you don't want us to see? You gave us 1, 2, 3 of 4, but not 4 of 4. Well, I just throw that one away because it doesn't have anything on it. It's blank, or it has all this tiny little verbiage that doesn't mean anything to me, so I don't put that in my binder when I save them. Well, we're going to need that. So that's one thing that really is kind of a hiccup, where we ask for it, but we get part of it. So then we have to go back and ask for it again, and it's
right.
a frustration because people don't like to have to go back. The other thing is, if you're printing an e-statement off of the Internet, it has to have your name, your bank name, or your bank logo, and your account number.
Gotcha.
So I've gotten history printouts that will say page 1, 2, and 3, and it'll have a date, it'll have a withdraw or a deposit, and it'll have a running balance. And I literally will look at that and I'll say, whose is this? Well, it's mine. Well, how do I know?
Right.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. So online, there's going to be a button typically with whatever bank that you're doing business with that's going to say statement printout.
Gotcha.
That's what you want to use and go ahead and bring in to us when we're looking for the documentation, because that is what the underwriters are going to require.
So a lot of these little details that happen that people mm-hmm. never even think about.
Absolutely, and that is why it is so critical that you get in touch with me right out of the gate so that we can make sure that we're setting you up for success.
Right, because those days click by quickly.
I mean,
you know, when you're in a contract like that and you're going back and forth, and people work, they have jobs, they got
mm-hmm.
lives to go. It's
mm-hmm.
hard to get all of this done during a work day
right.
When you're trying to collect all that documentation.
Well, and you've got those fantastic packages that have got how you walk through the whole process start to finish,
right.
the pathway to your new home, and in there, it's going to outline absolutely everything from start to finish so that they can be anticipating what their next move is, even though we're helping them and showing them and sending them emails. I mean, they could literally put check marks in there and dates on there and lay out a real solid game plan to make it go super smooth with no hiccups.
Well, that's fabulous. Thanks for helping make it easy at Cobalt, Scott. I really appreciate that.
You're very welcome. My pleasure.
That is just a fabulous game plan. We need to talk property. We're going to run out of time here on the show. We're almost out of time already, but this is what's happening right now. Is amazing. Amazing.
These better be the pick threes coming up.
These are the pick threes.
Love it.
It was hard this week to pick because there are so many amazing properties coming online right now as people are making those summer moves. But pick number one, West Richland. We've just put this on the market. 1902 Silverton Court. 1902 Silverton Court in West Richland. That's off of Keene and Belmont.
Mm-hmm.
We were just talking in the beginning of the mm-hmm. show about the development out there.
Yep.
What it is, it's a four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath home with a huge game room plus a bonus room, so tons of room. It's only 3 years old. It's on a cul-de-sac. It has a pool, two patios.
Wow.
Amazing place. They upgraded the cabinets, did tile, and we're talking $245,000.
They upgraded the cabinets on a three-year-old home?
Yeah, it had upgraded cabinets.
Wow.
It had tile in it. I mean,
thing's ready to sell.
Thing is ready to sell. It's a phenomenal home for the value in there. In fact, when we priced it out, there's brand new homes that don't have a yard, don't have the blinds done, mm-hmm. don't have all that in. And we basically, because these folks said we are ready to move, have priced it the same as those with all the extra amenities.
And in a cul-de-sac, that's going to be, if they've got kids or something like that, you're not going to have through traffic.
It is phenomenal. They had three boys. They just have loved being there. If it wasn't for a job transfer, they wouldn't be selling. So it's a fabulous home.
Well, that one won't be around long.
No, we're hoping this weekend. Pick number two, man, they just don't build them like this anymore. We're going to Pasco. It's 4804 Candelia Court. This is an all stucco home, rambler, three-car garage, extra long driveway with tons of parking. Once again, we're on a cul-de-sac, four bedrooms or three bedroom with a den, however you want that set up, two and a half bath. And then the seller just went in and talk about outdoor spaces. They just poured a ton of money into a huge patio, multi-level patio out back with a pergola, vinyl fencing. I mean, it is just gorgeous.
So it's definitely got your outdoor living set up, too.
And this house is just dialed in. It looks like a model home. Just there were just two of them that have lived there. Just fabulous. You're getting all this in a Rambler for $269,000.
Wow.
So that's just an amazing, amazing one. And then pick number three, literally. I mean, I almost can't even believe reading this off. This one's for real. 3452 South Dennis. And, folks, it comes down to neighborhood like this.
That's a great neighborhood.
It's in an amazing neighborhood called Shadow Run. It's right next to Canyon Lakes in Kennewick. There's only one other home for sale right now in that neighborhood when we put this on the market. So this is the option if you want to be in there. 2128 square feet. Four bedroom, two and a half bath. It's got hardwood floors in it. We took a look at condition when we put it on the carpet. Mm-hmm. When we put it on the market, because what I was going to say is they put all new carpeting in. So you've got the brand new carpet, amazing location, amazing yard, and priced at $199,000.
What?
So you're getting into this neighborhood, Shadow Run, for under $200,000. You're putting the family in there. It's just it's amazing.
I'll tell you, if you're out there renting, I would wager that your house payment would probably be less than what you're paying in rent right now. If you've got a family
of this size.
Yeah, this is just a fantastic situation.
So once again, we expect a ton of traffic on that. If you want to see any of these homes, I'm at 727-8977. And if you need to look at financing on these, Scott, how can folks get a hold of you?
You can give me a call at 737-6004. You can send me an email at scott.ridgway@cobaltmortgage.com, or you can visit my website, real easy, scottridgway.com.
And, Scott, we are over time this week, but it is summer. It is the market. We have just been pounding it out. Thanks again to all the listeners, all the great feedback, and all of the business you've been sending us. We really appreciate it. If there's any other questions you have, give us a ring. And, Scott, I'm gonna have you go solo next week, man. I'm gonna take a short little family vacation, and I'm gonna miss the show.
Well, so. Brent and I will work hard not to throw you under the bus, and right. We will be talking about how to improve outdoor spaces and how to take care of your yard with Brent Gamash
next week on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update,
right here on News Talk 870.